The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
Well, the big question is, will they or won't they? I'm talking about the Democrats on Capitol Hill passing these massive tax and spend bills that were supposed to have been passed weeks ago. Weeks ago. Something interesting today. Nancy Pelosi and others are speaking right now as we speak from Capitol Hill, saying, "Oh, we're going to vote. We're going to vote." And they've trimmed it down from almost $4 trillion to about $2 trillion. But it's interesting because the head of budget predicting, I can't remember the official title, from Wharton School of Business, one of the more prominent, prestigious schools of business in America, did an estimate of the actual cost of these bills twice what the Biden administration and Nancy Pelosi has projected. Double. Twice. Will they vote today? Don't know. If they do, I'll pass it along. It's Friday, and we're going to go to the phones. And next up is Jack in Logan, Ohio. Jack, thanks for calling. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hello, Pastor Bob.
Hello, Jack. How are you today?
Okay. Hello from Hocking Hills.
Love the Hocking Hills.
Beautiful Hocking Hills. God's country.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
The conversation you had about the COVID and the mandates and small businesses and large businesses and folks having to report what happened to the federal HIPAA Act. I didn't think they were allowed to have our medical records if we didn't want to. We didn't want to turn them over to them.
Well, that is true, and that's part of the lawsuits all over America.
I see.
A whole bunch of states, attorneys general, including Ohio, have sued the federal government over these mandates. Several family organizations, ADF, Alliance Defending Freedom, I think they have sued the government. A lot of companies have sued the government. There's kind of an avalanche of lawsuits about this mandate, and it doesn't go into effect until January 4th, and I think it is going to be ruled unconstitutional. I do.
Let's hope so.
Yeah, let's hope so.
I have a card that says that I'm a polio pioneer.
A what kind of pioneer?
Polio.
Oh, really?
Yes, sir.
Now, what does that mean?
March of 1954.
Yeah?
Yes, sir. We received our shots in Huntington, West Virginia. They put some of us students there. I was about 6 or 7 years old.
Wow.
We had to get a series of three shots over a period of several months.
Yeah?
So I'm still here.
You were kind of in an experimental program?
Yes, sir.
No kidding.
Yes, sir.
Well, I got my polio shot or shots. I don't remember how many I had, but it would have been later than 54. I probably got mine probably around 1960 or 61. That's an estimate on my part. But
okay.
You actually have a card that says you're a polio pioneer?
Yes, sir.
Wow.
So from the National Foundation for Infantile Paralysis.
No kidding.
Yes, sir.
Wow. Well, you remember how frightening.
You remember
how frightening polio was for every family.
I remember.
Yeah.
My family's from coal country, Logan, West Virginia, and I remember a few of the kids that were sick in the coal camp that had were crippled and so forth were affected by it in the early years.
Yeah.
Of course, health care wasn't that great in that part of the country anyway.
Well, I've told the story before, going to church every Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, my family passed a large facility with big windows, and you could see all of the kids in there in the iron lungs. And it was, I'll never forget that sight. Well, hey, Jack, I am honored that you called. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And let's hope and pray that this nation turns around, that God.
Amen.
God doesn't have to use Deuteronomy 28 and curse us all.
Oh, boy, amen. I'm with you, Jack.
Curse the nation, not you and I. We know where we're going.
Yep, that's
we
for sure.
We know we're promised protection.
Yep. All right, Jack, thanks. God bless you. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
All right. Next up is John in Coshocton, Ohio. Hey, John, welcome.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Burney. I appreciate your call and talking over many times when I have an opportunity to listen to you. I'm John, west of New Bedford, a little country church. 6 miles west of New Bedford, that you're familiar with.
I am.
And a good community. Talking about polio, I had a neighbor boy that had polio in the 60s and 70s. And I had that pill that you drank for polio back then. I remember taking that. I've been married. My wife passed on here several years ago, but we were married 73 years. And so I appreciate your program. I was wondering if you had any information on these 17 people in Haiti that's been kidnapped. I'm in the heart of a Mennonite conservative communities at Berwyn, and a lot of folks is concerned about what is going on with them 17 people, if you know anything about them.
No, nothing, and no one knows anything. The mission organization in Millersburg released a comment either yesterday or this morning that the U.S. government has received a proof of life, an indication of proof of life. And they're very vague in what that means. But in other words, the U.S. government has received clarification that these 17 hostages are still alive. But that's all we know, John. And I am so disappointed that the State Department has not been making statements, that the President of the United States has not released statements. The mission organization up in Millersburg has simply said, please pray for them, the hostages, and pray for the gang members that are holding them hostage. But as far as anything new in the negotiations, I have not been able to find anything on it, and we just need to continue to pray for them.
Amen. It's a difficult situation for the people they waited. Neighboring church, I understand, has a Mr. Yoder that is in the group, and then there's somebody from Byesville that's involved. And so it is good to get the publicity out and pray. I'm a member of the Coshocton County Gideons. You talk about
good for you.
Bibles from Inova.
Yeah.
We try to hand out testaments around the world, too. Anyhow, good talking to you. I don't want to take your time. God bless you.
Well, you as well.
I'd be happy to visit with you sometime.
Oh, I would love that.
New Bedford.
And remind me, John, your age. How old are you?
How's that again?
Remind me again of your age. How old are you?
Oh, I'm 99.
That's what I thought. That's what I thought. You're getting close to the 100 mark.
Yeah, in our community, the foot doctor says he's losing patients. But I'm a member of the Gideons and I love the Lord and I love the people like you talking about things of God, and we're living in a dangerous day. I know that.
Yeah.
And I'm interested in that little community over in Manova that you talk about frequently. And but anyhow, don't let me take up your time.
All right. Well, John,
sometime.
I am always honored when you call. You call me anytime, all right?
Yeah, I've called you a couple times before.
I know you have.
But anyhow, I bless you and your people. You're a wonderful witness of the grace of God, what he can do as he's brought you from California to Columbus. And it's wonderful to hear what God has done through your life.
Oh.
So you continue the good work, and I'll continue to pray.
Well, thank you. God bless you, 99-year-old John. Thank you. And like I said, you call me anytime. I am always honored to speak to you, and God's blessings upon you. All right. God bless you. I love that. My goodness, I love that. All right, with John hanging up, I've got a phone line available, and you don't have to be 99 to call. What a great call. What a great call. All right, we'll be right back.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
This probably has no interest to most of you at all, but a space capsule is getting ready to leave the International Space Station. If you're a regular listener, you know I'm fascinated with space. Always have been. And there is a supply rocket waiting to blast off to the International Space Station, bringing with it, I think, 4 astronauts and a whole bunch of supplies. And the liftoff has been delayed for 2 or 3 days because of weather and an undisclosed medical issue with one of the crew. Now, there are 3, I think, on the space station that will be leaving, I think, today or tomorrow to come back to Earth in a SpaceX capsule. That's the independent company that has been providing. Whoops, I didn't mean to hit the microphone. So anyway, they're going to be leaving, but, well, there's a problem. The toilet in the space capsule is broken, and they discovered after they got there and docked with the space station that some of the plumbing on the toilet had broken and had spilled, well, urine under the floorboards of the space capsule, creating quite a smell. However, they do not believe that it impacted the integrity of the spacecraft. And so they're going to use it. Well, they kind of have to. That's their way to get back to Earth. And they're all going to have to wear diapers because the toilet is broken. I am sure that many of you, most of you, are saying, TMI, that's too much information. I thought that was interesting. Space travel is not always as wonderful as it seems. Okay, anyway. everyone is still evaluating what happened in Virginia, New Jersey, Minnesota, Seattle, what is now being called the red wave, the totally, absolutely unexpected victories of Republicans, particularly in Virginia. Well, Virginia has a new governor, Republican, a new lieutenant governor, black female, Republican, and they also have a new attorney general, an Hispanic Republican. The first, okay, the liberal left is always talking about diversity, 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 diversity. Who did they nominate and elect to be president? A really, really old white guy. Yeah, the party of diversity. A really, really old white guy. And then in Virginia, the very first female black candidate elected to state office, Republican. The very first Hispanic candidate elected to state office, a Republican. Yeah. Well, anyway, one of the first questions that reporters asked the brand new attorney general is whether he will be launching an investigation into the Loudoun County School Board. And I don't have time to go into all the details because most of you are familiar what has been going on in Loudoun County. And most observers believe that the red Republican wave in Virginia was primarily due to what was happening with the far-left liberal-controlled school board in Loudoun County, Virginia, and the Democratic candidate comments about, well, we don't want parents involved. We don't want parents running the schools. So anyway, at a press conference yesterday, the new attorney general was asked, quote, do you plan to investigate Loudoun County public schools and the recent school assaults that have happened there? The new attorney general's answer was yes. That was it. Perfect. Yeah, of course. He didn't have to elaborate. He didn't have to go off on a political tantrum. He just said, yes. It is going to be fascinating to watch the results of that investigation. All right. I've got a phone line available for you. No, you don't have to be 99 years old. 877-BOB-LIVE. We'll be back.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.